Why don't you stand with me and let's go to Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. Praise the Lord. Do we believe that God's in control of things or not? When situations come up in life and things are weighing on our mind, on our heart, really it goes back to, do I trust God or not? Do I trust that the Lord knows what's best? Do I trust that He does the right thing? Amen. Psalm 55 and 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Tonight I want to talk to us about burdens we shouldn't carry. Burdens we shouldn't carry. Lord, help us tonight. Speak to us, I pray. Lord, I ask that not only would you speak to us, but Lord, that we would respond to your word and to your calling and to your anointing. And Lord, I'm asking that in this house before we leave tonight, that there would be burdens that are cast upon you. Lord, we're going to stand on this promise. We're going to stand on your word. We're going to take you at your word, Lord, and we're going to cast some burdens upon you. We're going to bring some things to the altar today. We're going to bring some things to the foot of the cross, Lord, because we're not meant to carry those things, but you paid the price for us. And I thank you, Lord, for healing and victory and hope in this house. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance in this place, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory for how you're going to move, Lord. Let your will be done in us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, he's excellent. He's worthy of praise. He's magnificent. There is nobody like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. In Psalm 55, where we find our text tonight, it's written by King David, and it describes a time where he was facing, there was some type of rebellion or power struggle. Some think it could have been during his son Absalom's rebellion, but there's others that feel that maybe it was from some other situation where someone that he trusted, someone he had faith in, someone that he had brought into his inner circle had led a rebellion against him. Now, in whatever situation it was, David, he cries out to God. And there he describes his misery, the troubles he was going through, the voice of the enemy that was coming against him, and the oppression of the wicked that he was facing. He goes into great detail about the fear that he was fighting. Fear. Reading in Psalm chapter 55, verse 4, he says, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. The stress of what he was going through was causing mental anguish. The real possibility of impending death was hanging over him. And all of this made David tremble in fear. He said horror overwhelmed him. Fear was getting the best of David. Oh, that I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest. Has anybody ever felt like David? whatever it was that you were facing, and how whatever it was too much, and you were desperately looking for relief, for any way of escape, to somehow get away and to be able to fly away from all of the troubles, to hide away in some lonely place, away from problems and away from people and away from the terror and the horror of what you were facing. I want to encourage somebody here tonight. I want you to be encouraged in this place. The weight that you are under, the burden that you are bearing, you're not the only one that has ever felt that way. One of the enemy's main attacks is to come against us and to get us thinking that nobody else has ever had it as bad as we've had it. Nobody else has ever gone through things like we've gone through it. Nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. But when we read through the Bible, we find some spiritual giants who face some of the same feelings we have. David prayed for wings like a dove so he could fly away from his troubles. Elijah, he just wanted to die. Jeremiah longed for a place where he could go in the wilderness to get away and escape. Even Jesus prayed, "Let this cup pass from me." It should comfort us here tonight. We are not alone in the things that we face, in those things that overwhelm us. Perhaps our position is unique, but it's the same pressure that has been felt by those who went before us. And I've come to encourage somebody, if they made it, so can we. If they came through it, so can we. If God made a way in their life, then we're going to receive what God has for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. David cried out for an escape. He just wanted to get away, but he didn't. He wished for wings to fly away with, but it was just a wish. And David, like all of us, still had to stand and face the enemy. Hear me here tonight. Let this example speak to us about whatever we're going through right now. The magnitude of our trouble has got our attention. We're focused on how big the giant is, how great the trial is that we're going through. It's overwhelming. It's miserable. But if we can just follow the example of David, in spite of everything he was facing, Psalm 15 and 16 shows us the answer. He said, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Somebody here needs to call upon God. Evening and morning and noon. Every night, every morning, every midday, you need to pray. You need to cry out loud. You need to call upon God, and the Lord will save us. He's going to hear our voice. Come on, if you haven't been praying, you need to call out to God. If you've been praying, but it's just been a little bit, you need to pray even more. If you've been praying a whole lot, just keep on praying, because he's going to hear you. He's going to save you. He's going to make a way. I feel it tonight. Somebody needs to call upon the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing like the power of prayer. There's nothing like an opportunity to come before Almighty God and say, "I've got a need. I've got a situation. I don't know what to do, but I'm going to cry out to you." Somebody needs to call upon God. On this Wednesday evening, I can't help but wonder at the love of God that saw someone who was overwhelmed, somebody who you can barely hold your head up above water tonight. I believe there's someone here that you've had so much trouble, you've just come to expect trouble. There's been so much pressure that it's just kind of become a way of life for you. But God sees where we're at, and how awesome that he would deal with this preacher's heart to tell somebody in this place there's hope. There's hope to encourage someone that you can come through this, to give you a message in the middle of your dilemma. Call upon him. He's going to bring you through. Cry out loud. Pray. Pray in the morning. Pray at noon. Pray at night. He's going to hear you. He's going to save you. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us in this house tonight. And then in our text, Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We've got to give our burden to the Lord. If we will, he will sustain us. He will take care of us. He'll make a way to bring us through. It says, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. What does that mean? He's not going to let us slip and fall. He won't let us be shaken. He's going to keep us through the storm. He's going to hold us steady when we're under attack. In whatever we're facing, he won't let us be moved. Oh, but we've got to cast our burden on him. Yes, we're trying to handle it all on our own, and we're trying to carry it all by ourselves. You see, that's the problem. We're carrying something we're not meant to carry. We've got to cast our burden on the Lord. It's too much for us. We can't carry it. Without his help, we're going to be shaken. We will be moved. But when we release it and let him carry it, he sustains us. He keeps us. He holds us steady. And so we're going to let some things go here tonight. There's some stuff that we've been holding on to, and we've been trying to fix it, and we've been trying to control it and trying to work it all out, and we're just making a mess of things. But when we come to the altar tonight, we're going to let some things go. We're going to release some things to him. We're going to cast some things at the feet of Jesus to cast our burden on the Lord. Sometimes we think, well, I got myself into this mess, and so God doesn't care. He wants me to find my own way out of it. I'm the one that messed everything up. I'm the one that made the mistake. I'm the one that had the problem. And so why would God want to carry my burden when I'm the one that made this big old catastrophe? 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares for us. He cares for us. It's so hard for us to get that sometimes, that he cares for us. Oh, this Father who loved us, why wouldn't he care for us? He robed himself in flesh. He came to make a way of escape from sin for us. He loved us enough to die to save us from sin. Why wouldn't that kind of God care for us? Just as a father cares for his children. If any parent in this place tonight saw their little son or their little daughter carrying a heavy burden where they were crushed by that heavy weight, I know any of us would rush to their aid to take that weight, to take that burden, because we care for them. And God cares for you, and God cares for me, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. God knows right exactly where you're at tonight, and his heart is going out to you. He's reaching for you in love. He's reaching for you with care and saying, cast your care on me. Praise the Lord. No doubt in this place there are weary shoulders, bent backs, heavy hearts, carrying the cares of life, weighty circumstances, hefty troubles, when all it takes is a prayer
to free us from the strain of these things. If you're here tonight and this is resonating in what you're going through, I wonder if you just pray with me right now. God, I've come into this place tonight carrying some heavy burdens. Burdens of circumstances, burdens of relationships, financial burdens. But Lord, I'm making the choice right now to lay all my cares, all my worries, all my fears, all those things that I cannot change. I'm going to lay them at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, some of you, God's speaking to you about something specific. You need to lay it down right now. I lay that spouse down. I lay those children down. I lay my job down. I lay my finances down. Come on, Lord, you alone can move this mountain. You alone can take care of this. I stand on your word and I cast my care all upon you, Lord, because you care for me. I trust you, Lord, through this. And I cast this burden upon you in Jesus' name. Now you got to trust him with it. Trust him with it.
Well, Lord, give that back to me. Let me work on it some more. Okay, God, I got some ideas how you could fix this. Just let me. No, trust him. Trust him. Don't take it back. Let him take the weight on your shoulders. And I tell you, literally in this place, I believe that you're going to start to feel lighter. You're going to notice a difference in your body. You're going to notice a difference in your mind, in your heart, because you're trusting God to handle this. We're laying down burdens that we're not meant to carry. I'll never forget the time that we went to pray for a lady who had been battling sickness and fear. And she'd been so beat up by the devil. When we walked into their house, she was a young woman, but literally she looked like she'd aged 40 years. I'm not exaggerating. She had been beat up by the devil. And in the spirit, you could see that it was like she was weighed down with a mantle of misery. She just, it was shocking. It's disturbed me so bad. And sometimes to minister to that, you have to feel it. You've got to feel it. Some of you are called to minister to people who are hurting. But you're carrying burdens that are so heavy for you. Burdens you're not meant to carry, but you're carrying it. And when you look at somebody who's hurting like that, it's overwhelming because you've got all you can handle right now, and you're overwhelmed right now. How could I ever minister to somebody else? Because then I'm going to have to feel even more. There's burdens that we're not meant to carry because God wants to use us to minister to others. But we've got to cast some things upon him so that we can minister and sometimes feel some of that pain and some of that turmoil and trouble that people are going through. And so you want to talk about depression and fear and anxiety it was not a just joyful thing. And the sickness that goes with all of that. But after a time of prayer, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. And that spirit of worry let go of her. Hallelujah. That spirit of worry let go. The depression and the fear left that house. And the sickness that she'd been battling, it was gone. I'm talking about literally, there were things that had shown up in medical tests. It was there on the image, and now they do another test, and it's gone. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that fear hath torment. That's a burden we shouldn't carry. God never meant for us to be shackled and chained with fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If God didn't give it to us, then where did it come from? If God didn't give us the spirit of fear, then where did it come from? How did we get it? What was the source of that? It is a tactic of the devil to keep us from doing what God has called us to do. Here's the thing. If all we can focus on is our fear, if all we can think about is fear, if all of our attention and energy goes to fear, then we don't have anything left for the call of God upon our life. It's not God's will that we be sidelined from serving Him because of fear. It's a burden we shouldn't carry, but we have to lay it down. We have to come to Jesus and say, no matter what, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to cling to your word. I'm going to stand on your promises. Glory to God. Stress, pressure, worry. These are things that affect us daily in life. All of us have some measure of it. But we have a choice of if they're going to be temporary or long-lasting. We have a choice. Are we going to lay down the stress and the pressure and the worry? Or are we going to claim it as our own and struggle under the weight of those burdens? Are we going to do that? We're going to trust Jesus, who is actually able to solve the stuff we're worried about. Some of the things we're trying to fix, it's not ours to fix. Sometimes we got to take our hands off of things. Our spouse, our children, our finances. We worry, we stress, we get under such pressure about it. It creates tension in our bodies, indigestion, heavy hearts. How do we release it? We've got to lay it down in prayer. Lord, I know. Lord, you know I've tried to fix whatever it is, your spouse, children, finances, whatever the situation is. Lord, I know I can't fix it. I realize I cannot fix this. And so I lay it down at the foot of the cross. I release it to you. Maybe it's somebody specific. You just call their name and say, I release them to you. Bless them, Lord. You work, God. You save them. God, you do the work. Because I can't change the situation. Only you can. And so we worry about so much that we can't change. Matthew 6:27 says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? If God cares about those things, doesn't he care more about us? I want to tell you tonight, sometimes we get so worried. We get so bent out of shape over things that we can't change. And God's saying, just trust me. I've got it. I'm going to take you through. I've got a plan. My plan takes you beyond this. This is not the end. This is not the end of things. I've still got a work for you to do. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Somebody needs to lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. My help comes from the Lord. Our help is not in the earth. Our help is not in man. Our help is not in the wisdom of this world. But my help comes from Jesus Christ, and he's making a way. Some of you here tonight, you're worried about money. Debt is strangling. Debt is strangling. Now, there are a lot of times that people who have money problems have to learn to trust God in their finances. Some people have not learned the principle of planting seed
planting seed. It's time right now that people are planting seed. They're looking forward to tomatoes. They're looking forward to cucumbers and squash and all of that. It would be silly for me to go out into the garden and expect to find tomatoes if I hadn't planted some seed. It would just literally, it'd be crazy for me to go out there and think, well, there's a bunch of squash out there. I just know it. I just know it. I've got faith. But I hadn't planted any seed. Our tithe, offerings beyond the tithe, sacrificial giving, without planting any seed, there's nothing to grow to produce fruit. If that farmer takes all of the crops from one year, and he just sells them and uses them and eats them and doesn't save any back so he can plant some seed, there's not anything to show for it next year. And if we spend everything that comes to us without planting any seed, our finances dry up very quickly. Financial stress is a burden that we shouldn't have to carry. If we're in trouble financially, what do? We need to repent for any mistakes that got us in that situation. We need to make our tithe an absolute priority. 10% of our increase, that's just the start, but that needs to be an absolute priority. The tithe doesn't even belong to us. The Bible says the tithe is the Lord's. And so if we're holding that back, we're stealing from God. So the tithe is the Lord's. That's just the first. But then beyond that, we give offerings. We need to be open to God leading us and directing us when there's a need and he leads us to sacrifice. Because we're learning to trust him in every area of our life, especially in our finances. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." The stress of debt, it is overwhelming. It causes us to lose sleep, to worry, to have a short temper. It's a burden that we shouldn't carry. And if you're under that burden tonight, I want to challenge you. You need to pray. Surrender your finances to the Lord. God, I lay my finances on the altar. I repent for any foolish spending. I repent for any time that I've not been faithful in tithing and in offerings. Lord, I pray that you'd forgive me, help me make things right. Your word declares you will supply all my need according to your riches and glory. I'm going to do my part, but Lord, I'm going to trust you to do what I can't do. Amen. And so I release my finances to you. Lord, let this debt be destroyed. Let there be blessings. Let there be favor. Thank you, God, for providing for me and my family. Amen. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ask or think. If you need a house, why don't you just take a step of faith beyond and say, Lord, I thank you for the house you're going to give, and I'm believing that it's going to be totally paid for. Now, you may say 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, but why don't you put your faith? Just say, Lord, I'm not going to limit you. I'm going to go above and beyond. If you need a car, why don't you say, Lord, I thank you for the car that you're going to make away some. Now, if you haven't been faithful in giving, it's kind of hard to pray that kind of prayer. But when you've been faithful, you stand on the word of God. Lord, I thank you for a car. And Lord, I thank you that I'm not even going to have a car payment for that car. But you're going to make a way. You're going to supply. We need to stop putting God in a box in every area of our life, financially, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Why don't you turn God loose and let him bless you? Come on, he wants to bless you. He cares for us. We're his children. Burdens that we shouldn't carry. What about trauma and depression? When traumatic things happen in our life, we may move on, but often there are residual effects. Fear can enter our life. The door can be open for depression to come in. We may struggle to sleep well. Many times people will turn to drugs and alcohol or other addictions to cover up the pain and the hopelessness that they feel. And over time, people can entertain thoughts of self-harm and suicide. A spirit of trauma can take up residence in someone's heart. And it can affect their life in so many ways, including sickness. A lot of times people can trace their sickness or disease back to, you know what, it all started about that time. When we think of trauma, if there's a certain situation, or maybe more than one that comes to mind, we could be carrying a burden of trauma that we're not meant to be carrying. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Tonight, if you know that you are dealing with a spirit of trauma, I want you to do something right now. I want you to take your hand and place it over your heart. I want you to pray with me right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of trauma. I command the spirit of trauma to leave in Jesus' name. Let there be a new heart. Let there be a whole heart. Let there be a free heart. Let the burden be gone. Lord, I cast that burden upon you. I'm not meant to carry that, Lord, but you died to set us free from this. Oh, I speak a new heart. I speak joy right now. I speak liberty right now. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the trauma that's there, but we're commanding it to leave right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you restore. I pray that you would make whole. I pray that you would raise us up, Lord, in joy and in victory to do what you've called us to do. Hallelujah. When someone is hopeless, it can bring on depression. And the enemy wants to steal our hope. In fact, he wants us to feel hopeless because that's what he is. Hopeless. No matter what else he does, and his fate is decided. He has no hope, and so he wants us to be hopeless too, but God is our hope. Hallelujah. If you're weak and tired, and if depression is trying to control you here tonight, you need to remember, God is our answer for every situation. How are we supposed to manage stress? Where do we find the strength to face another day? The answer to all of that is in Jesus Christ. Remember our text tonight. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. I'm closing, but real quickly, some scriptures here in Isaiah 40:29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. The last part of Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. Sometimes you got to stop focusing on the weakness, and you got to look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you declare by faith, oh, I may feel weak right now, but Lord, I'm strong. I am strong through you. I'm not going to carry this burden anymore, but I'm casting it at your feet. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Somebody needs to reach out and take hold of that rest. You need to take hold of that peace. Amen. He's making a way for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Got a burden. Oh, God's called me to do a great work, but I'm tired. I see my friend, they're struggling. And I would like to help them, but I've already got so much I'm carrying right now. Okay, Pastor, preach it. We're just cognizant of the fact all the time we're carrying a heavy burden. And you carry this chair long enough and your shoulder starts to hurt. Mine's already feeling it. Get a little crick in your neck. And it affects every part of your body. It affects your mind. It affects your health. It affects everybody around us. Because we got a heavy burden. Cast your care upon the Lord, for he cares for us. Okay, Lord, I pray that you take it. But then we keep holding on to it. Help me, Brother Caleb, Brother Drew, Brother Daniel, come help me. Take that. The Lord's trying to take it. Well, no, this is my burden. I'm used to carrying this around. My neck is like, you know, the vertebrae have adjusted already, and because I'm used to carrying this, and God's like, give it to me already. And we're like, no, I like my burden. I'm used to it. It's become my identity. Ooh. How many people, they're like, well, I believe God could do it, but you know, I really am not going to pray that prayer because I'm it's my identity. It's who I am. And God's saying, just cast it on me. Cast it on me. Somebody here tonight. You need to cast it on him. You need to stop carrying stuff that you're not meant to carry. Amen. I don't know the future. You don't know the future, but he does. And so, Lord, you may not explain everything to me about how it's all going to be a year or two or three from now, but Lord, if you can just show me just to take one step at a time, I'm going to trust you. And God, I know that whatever you have in store for me, it's for my good. It's for my good. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. God, you've already planned this out, even through the trial, even through the circumstance, even through brokenness, even through tragedy. Lord, I'm still going to follow you and I'm still going to trust you. I cannot carry this burden anymore, but I'm going to cast it on you, Lord. And here's what the promise of God is for us when we do that. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Ooh, I want to tell somebody here tonight, you've been struggling under this heavy weight and this heavy burden. You thought, well, I've got to carry this. I can't do anything for God. When if you would just cast that upon the Lord, the burden he's going to give you, the yoke he's going to put upon your shoulders is easy, and his burden is light.